A word for you from James chapter 5 verse 16. The fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Again, that's just part of a verse like we have done the last two times. We've looked before at other obstacles to hell. We've looked at the Bible being an obstacle to hell, how God arranges for you personally things in your way, stumbling blocks to prevent you from going to eternal damnation. Because each one of us, born in sin, have this instinct, this desire to stay away from God, to fear God in the wrong way, to run away from Him and instead run towards sin. We've looked at how the Bible has so many verses to prevent you. It's full of it from the beginning to the end. Think of the time when the rich man was in hell and he lifted up his eyes and saw Lazarus, and he thought that a miracle would at least save his brothers. He was afraid of his brother, what his brothers would do when they get to hell. He also knew that they were on the way to hell. But Abraham said, even if Lazarus rose from the dead, if your brothers didn't hear the law and the prophets, in other words, the Bible, even a miracle arising from the dead will not save them. You see, the Bible is the biggest obstacle to hell that God has placed on our way. UNkulunkulu uhlelile ukuthi zibe khona izithiyo, izikhubekiso, ukukuvimba ukuya esihogweni. Esinye isithiyo, iBhayibheli. We've looked at that already. And there is the example of the rich man. If you don't heed the Bible, don't ask for a miracle, don't expect a dream or a vision. Listen to the Bible. Previously, we looked at how the prayers of a righteous man, perhaps of your mother. Now, our text for today speaks about how the fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Perhaps there's somebody praying for you. Mhlambe ukhona, mhlambe umawakho, noma ugogo, noma ubaba, bayakuthandazela. They're praying with all their heart that you would be saved. There's the true story of a young man who had gone his own way. His father prayed for him, his parents prayed for him, and one day, far away, he gave his heart to the Lord in a church. He wrote a letter to his parents, and the mother wrote back and said, wonderful, I praise God, but tonight, as we got the letter, your dad had just passed away, and his last words were that God would save you. How wonderful. God heard his prayer, even his dying prayer. Perhaps your parents are dead. God has not forgotten their prayers. May you come to the Lord with all your heart. Perhaps you're a lukewarm Christian, and there are those in church praying that you would drop all those things that make you lukewarm.